Looks like it's going to be a great day today to get some fresh air like a stray on a straightaway. Hey you, got a light? Nah, a Bud Light. Early in the morning, face crud from like a mud fight. Looky here, it's just the way the cookie tear. Prepare to get hurt and mangled like Kurt Angle, rookie year. The rocket scientist with the pocket wine list.
Yeah. Some people say he might need some psychiatrist. Yeah. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the latest edition of Pod is War. Pod is War, as always, is brought to you by the good folks with Chairshot Radio Network in conjunction with thechairshot.com. Always use your head. And folks, make sure
thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Never an insult to play that beautiful voice, but make sure you all use your head and go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your official chair shot merchandise, ladies and gentlemen. We've got shirts of all colors, shapes, and sizes. You will find something that you like. I implore you all, if you love what we do, if you appreciate what we do, if you're here for what we do, join the movement. Be part of the movement. It's not just a website. It's not just a podcast. It's not just a podcast network. It's a movement, folks. And make sure you guys get in on the ground floor. Think of it like Bitcoin. Think of it, you know, like whatever. Like whatever the hot thing is, and you say to yourself,
man, I wish I would have got in on that.
Beanie Babies. Make sure, I don't even know what I just said, but make sure you get in on it again, man. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your merchandise. Pick up your t-shirts. It'll be cool. And as a matter of fact, when you pick up your t-shirts, make sure you guys go to ChairShot Twitter on the Twitter and snap a picture, man. Show us your official ChairShot merchandise. Show us that you're showing us love out here, man, and you appreciate what we do. Because we appreciate you guys and gals listening. Anywho, that being said, my name is Christopher Platt. You guys know who I am. I'm the MVP. And as always, I'm joined by my brother from a different mother. Put your hands together. Show your love for Mr. Andrew Black. Yes.
Oh, nice. I got the clap. Nice. Yeah, not the bad clap. Not the bad clap. I got the clapping, the applause. But I don't know. I'm not too happy right now because, you know, how ChairShot's whole thing is always use your head. Well, I'm really hoping that after that hit, Kuznetsov can use his arm because, yeah, fucking Stanley Cup finals are not going the way for the Capitals at the moment. God damn it.
Well, you should have listened to me. I told you this was Vegas all the way, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm not going to suddenly change my team just because it seems like Vegas had the better shot because the Capitals are, well, the Capitals.
Well, you should probably change your shirt because it would give you a better shot of getting laid. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I mean, coming from the Cavs fan when you're about to get your doors blown off in 5 games again, I don't know how that's going to be received. I'm sorry, buddy.
Bro, your shirt looks like a... Your shirt looks like a dead rose. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I hate you.
I mean, that's a color. I'm glad you're not colorblind. Proud of you.
Yes, yes. I'm certainly not colorblind. Right on, right on. Other than that, how you feeling? How you feeling, though, man?
Feeling all right, I guess. You know, sports aside, I'm feeling fine. And, you know, it also helps to feel fine because we've got a certain familiar face back again this week after a week off. Mr. Moderator, PC Tunney is back.
Yeah, it wasn't really a week off.
I mean, you weren't on the show, so it was a week off of the show.
I guess it was a week off from you guys.
And that's
PC Tunney, ladies and gentlemen.
Hate it.
Oh, the Capitals just scored a goal, thank God.
Well, there you go. See? It's looking up already.
Not really. First game, it was a stupid-ass shoot. Thank you, Tugboat. Capitals are in Washington, no, not New Jersey. We need to play the Oompa Loompa song for that one.
Doompa dee dawsome. That goal right there was fucking awesome.
I mean, yeah, if he missed it, that would have been sad because that was so wide open. That, Jesus
Christ. Like the one they blew in the first game?
Shut up. Shut up.
Well, at least they made it. Well, at least they made it this far. I didn't see them getting past the Penguins, so there's that.
I mean, nobody right? did, and then nobody saw them getting past the Lightning, and this is their first Stanley Cup final in 20 years. So, it's nice, but it'd be nice if they, you know, won the damn thing. But, hey, if they win one game, they do better than the last time they made the Cup. So, I guess that's a thing.
Hey, if sure. they win...
And what was that like?
Huh?
If they win tonight, they got home ice advantage.
Yeah, but they lose at home all the time.
Must suck to be a Caps fan and think everything is going to go against you.
I feel like in hockey and baseball, home field advantage counts less than the other two sports. Am I wrong on that assertion?
No, they've shown that graphic, actually. It's like it's in the 50 percentile as opposed to NFL, which is in the upper 60s percentile as far as playoff advantage at home.
So, yeah, so I'm right. And yeah,
you're
I don't
correct, really, yes.
Yeah, I don't listen to the mainstream media. That's just me trying to be intelligent and understanding how the games work. Like, there's not a – I mean, because baseball and hockey, it's all about your goalie and your pitchers. Like, if you get a hot goalie and you get some a couple of hot pitchers, you can ride that all the way to the chip or not.
Yeah. No, you're right. And then in football and basketball, there's more fan interaction and distraction and – you know, even little things with the way that, you know, the whole arena's set up and all that stuff. Yes, that all changes the perception. You are correct.
Sports.
You know what's crazy, though? I low-key feel bad because I'm in this baller-ass apartment in Atlanta. And the only downside is that in my living room, when I step outside on my balcony, I'm literally right there and I see the playground. So I go outside and I've got my smoke and my adult beverages and I'm sitting up there smoking and drinking in front of the children and I kind of low-key feel bad for that. Should I?
Learn how to fucking do a left-handed layup, you little fucker.
If you're doing what he's doing, yes. If not, why the fuck are they paying attention to you? I mean, when you went to the playground, did you watch the old guy smoking and drinking on the porch?
Can't you see him yelling at the kids on the basketball court? Like,
you did?
Dribble with your head up.
You grew up.
Box out!
You know, pay attention to everybody around
you. Hand down, man down.
Yeah, that's kind of how that works.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, because you never know.
Your daddy don't know how to teach you basketball. Come up here to my apartment.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody tries to come over to you, teach you how to do a layup with your left hand. It turns out totally different than you were expecting.
Yeah, you never know when you might get kidnapped and be living in some weird dude's basement for 15 years. Like, that's just how that went in Cleveland. So, yeah.
Sir, I don't think you need to stand right behind me to teach me a left-handed layup.
There's less wind resistance if you take your clothes off.
I feel bad, though, but it's weird because I'm in this, you know, we're in this baller-ass apartment. And this is how you know it's a good apartment, because whenever I go for a jog or go for a walk, the white people actually speak to you and acknowledge you and say hello and be real friendly. So that's how you know it's a good area, because they are under the assumption that if you're in this melon farm, you got some money, even though I'm a hustler and we're here by, like, glue and bubble gum. You know what I mean? Like, spitting bubble gum. That's why we're in this melon farm.
Jesus Christ. And yeah, that was the whole thing I thought you were getting at when you said you went out on your porch with smokes and your drink. I thought you were going to be like, I walk out and I see way too many white people. Well, I guess I really was expecting you to say that. Or, you know, white kids playing basketball thinking they know what they're doing.
No, it's weird because the spot I'm in, man, it's hella Indian people. And shout out to the Indian brothers and sisters. But obviously there's some white folks over here because there's white people everywhere. But yeah, the white people out here, they're hella friendly. And that's because they think you got some bread when you're out here. They don't know that, you know, again, I'm a hustler and I'm doing the shit with spitting bubblegum. So I'm a roll with it.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. They're even nice to me at the grocery store.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't follow me around. I get to the checkout line. Hey, how's it going? How are you today? I'm good. How are you?
That's nice that they don't reach you at the door and be like, there's a sale on watermelon, sir.
Billy, Mr. Plant likes paper, not plastic.
Slip something in my pocket and then follow me and wait to check out.
Okay. All right, this is
they even ask if they can... All right, fair enough. I was just going to say they even ask if they can walk your bags to the car for you. Like, this is... Okay, I'm good, but
I'm just trying to get your license plate number.
I'm going to see what you drive.
I drive a Nissan Versa, bitch. You ain't getting nothing off me.
Well, that's the whole thing. They're like, oh, it's a Cadillac. I guess he does have money.
Exactly. It's a Nissan Versa, bitch. Ain't nobody checking for me.
I'm not even going to fucking say what I was about to say.
You might as well go ahead and say it now.
I forgot.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Fair enough. I guess we can get to the first topic then. Fair enough. Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
First topic. Yeah,
they don't even know I'm literally like a month away from getting kicked out this motherfucker, but we make it work, but it's cool.
Hey, you play your cards right and continue to be friendly, you're fucking 4 months away, because you can spend 3 months jumping around in there with the white people.
All right, we have questions, right?
First topic!
I have a lot of questions, but...
I'm just making sure this isn't Potter's War Everyone Hates Chris Edition. That's how that one works.
Everybody hates Chris.
I hate you. First topic! Enzo Amore and Leo Rush. Which rap was... they both sucked. I just talk about it.
Serious. So, okay, let me give a little bit of context to this situation. So, Enzo Amore came out with a rap song. I don't know exactly when, but it's obviously been fairly recently, on the heels of him being acquitted of the rape charges, which led to his dismissal from WWE. And he came out with a rape, or not a rape song, Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. That would be
the opinions of Christopher Platt do not necessarily reflect those of thechairshot.com or Chairshot Radio Network.
Yeah, we're not talking about R. Kelly here. Yeah,
that makes you wonder what that made this song better if it was just a rape song. Like, if he went to be completely terrible, like, would that make the song better? Huh? I'll have to chew on that one first.
He came out with... Let's not. Let's just move on, please.
So it's a remix to me pissing, hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Oh, Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saint. So Enzo Amore came out with a rap song.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
You forgot the C.
I don't want to say acquitted because I don't believe it came to trial. But the bottom line is, the courts determined that the young lady was infactual. And Enzo was not brought up on charges. And he came out with a rap song celebrating that fact. I just listened to it this morning. I don't even know what to say. I mean, first and foremost, I understand why he did it. He's a wrestler. You got to try to keep yourself relevant. I understand that. Because the weird thing about wrestlers is, like, we see all these success stories. You see The Rock. You see Jericho. You see Batista. Yada, yada, yada. But, you know, these guys are some of the best that have ever done it. And they're extremely charismatic. And they're also easy on the eyes. They're handsome men. They're charismatic, handsome men. So, of course, they're going to have some other outlets. But, you know, how many skill sets... Or the skill set of a wrestler, how many different jobs does that really apply to? Like, it's not like Enzo can just go from being in the WWE and their cruiserweight champ and go work at Staples. Like, that's just not how this works. So I look at Enzo, and I mean, he's got to do what he's got to do to keep himself relevant. Because, you know, for every Rock, for every Jericho, for every Batista, you also got to think about the Schnitzkys and the Heidenreichs. Like, what the fuck is Schnitzky really going to do if he's not going to be a wrestler? Like, he's not going to go work at Staples. He's not going to go be a waiter at Applebee's. If Schnitzky was my waiter at Applebee's, I would ask for another waiter. You know, that's just this. Like, you know, what are guys like Schnitzky and Heidenreich going to do after wrestling? So I can't get mad at Enzo Amore doing something to try to keep his name out there and try to hang on to some sort of relevance and keep it moving. Obviously, the song was trash. We're not going to, you know, and Leo's song was trash as well. Like, let's just get that out there. I really don't know what to say. Balls, what do you think about this whole fiasco?
I mean, I'm really impressed that you actually tried to put a positive spin on this somehow. Like, that was beautiful how you tried to, like, validate why Enzo would even do something like this. And that made it almost seem worth it. Almost. And then if you listen to what the actual attempt at a song is, then it's not. It's I don't know. See, with Enzo's song, it's at least, you could tell there's humor in there because of the way it starts off with that first 40 seconds where he's just burying the typical marks that you love to bury too, with the living in the basement, eating Tostitos, or this one was eating fucking Oreo cookies and just being disgusting. And it was funny playing into stereotypes. Sure. But then,
and I could dig that because that's my gimmick as well. So I can appreciate that, but please go on.
I figured you would, but then you get to the song and it felt like he was doing some kind of weird mashup of like Praz and Busta Rhymes, or like trying to, like with the kind of erratic flow and just getting lyrics with content across. But it was so like, what the hell? like the lyrics, even though they were kind of incendiary, were just really stupid. And you could tell it was just this giant bit of frustration that he had pent up after getting fired and then having these allegations. I don't know. I mean, the one thing, sure, I'll add a positive to Enzo. The phrase consensual penis, that's something I never thought would ever be uttered by anyone. And now it's a thing. That should be a t-shirt. Not from Chairshot. Not from WWE. Not from anybody reputable, but I can imagine consensual penis being a fucking t-shirt. And then... Breaking news!
Now a fucking t-shirt. Consensual penis.
And what is it, a penis with a top hat and a monocle? It's just like, the gentlemanly penis. He always asks before he enters the door.
No, that is you're confusing consensual penis with sophisticated penis. What you're describing is sophisticated penis. But shout out to consensual penis as a concept. Like, that should be, as men, that's what we should all aspire for, is consensual penis.
There,
like,
we go.
Like, just point blank, period. Yeah.
So, yes. Okay, so I guess we can agree that,
well,
at least
you're
Enzo
searching for consensual penis. I'll be searching for consensual pussy, you dumb motherfucker. You know?
But, okay.
You keep on
still, though, at least,
kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
Hugging fat girls. Yes, yes, yes. But at least, yeah, we can accept that Enzo has now made a phrase. And he tried to, like, ingratiate himself to the actual Me Too movement in his song, whereas Leo Rush just talked about money, auto-tune, Pro Tools generic drum track, and lots of mumble rap. So, I mean, Enzo had something behind his lyrics? Sure. And consensual penis. Leo Rush just had money. I think Enzo wins this battle. What about you, Platt?
This is tough, man. This is like...
I can tell you
who
loses.
This is like compared... This is like comparing a colonic versus getting raped in prison.
Okay, so chug salt water all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So
the colonic's actually better for me then, if you really want to think about it.
that's the point. Like, the colonic is better, But ultimately, you're still getting shit shoved up your anus, and if you're not into that sort of thing, that's not really how you want to spend your evening.
Like 50 doesn't have a choice, so someone gets something stuck up their ass all the time.
That's fair. But, I mean, as far as just, you know, looking on the musical merits of these trash songs, Enzo's flow wasn't horrible. It wasn't horrible, and he did give the consensual penis line, so hashtag me too. That's all good. And again, every man out here, if you're into that sort of thing, that should be your goal, is consensual penis. Like, you don't want to force penis upon somebody that is not interested in having penis. Like, can we all agree on that?
Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can all agree on that. Don't matter if you're gay, straight, whatever, unless you're asexual and you don't need to reproduce, there should be some version of consensual penis in the story at all points.
If you're asexual, man, the penis should still be consensual. Because clearly, if you're asexual, the penis is not consensual because you're asexual.
Ken, I shouldn't even do this.
No consensual body part because you're just uninterested. It'd be indifferent penis. That's what it is, because you don't need it, you don't want it, you don't care. It's just there.
I blame pro wrestling because nothing really happened in this week of pro wrestling, and this is why we're even having this conversation right now. So pro wrestling, this is on y'all, Jack. This ain't on us. This is on y'all, and we have to put out a goddamn show every week, okay? Rush song was trash too. Like, let's talk about that a little bit. Like, it was more contemporary than Enzo's. Like, it had a decent beat and a decent flow, but it was also trash. I'm not mad at a, you know, 23-year-old trying to rap and whatever they do nowadays, but it was garbage. It was. Both songs were garbage. I hate to say this, man, because it go against, you know, my credo of always sticking up for the brothers, but I feel as if I got to agree with Balls. Enzo's song was slightly better. Again, we're comparing getting poked in the eye with a needle versus getting poked in the anus with a hot pecker from the devil. Like, you know, either way, it's all bad.
Take a needle to the eye.
Yeah, I think the needle to the eye is a lot better right there.
Yeah, one anus and really, two though, eyes.
Do you really, though, getting poked in the eye? Like, that's...
I got one anus and two eyes.
And have LASIK nowadays. LASIK fucking does wonders, so, you know.
I always wanted to be
Maybe y'all don't feel how I feel, man, because that's like my worst case scenario, man, is getting poked in one of my eyes. Like, I dread that. Like, I have nightmares about that shit.
I just have one of my hands cut off, get a hook, live life.
Yeah, well, I'm not that sensitive over the eyeball. So.
You guys know what comes after Q?
No.
Arr.
Well, both of you all are wearing glasses, so that means your visions are already fucked. But as a man that doesn't have to wear glasses and has 20/20 vision and appreciates his eyesight, that scares me.
Are we just well aware of needles to the eye? Protection. Yes.
There we go. I was going there, too. It's protection. The needle has to get through the glass first. And at that point, we have time
to
react.
What's up?
So you're going to get a needle and glass shards in your eyes simultaneously.
Yes, because clearly a needle is going to break our glasses.
Is this a diamond tip?
If somebody is badass enough to try to poke you in your eye, I'm pretty sure they have the force behind them
with just the needle
to crack your glass, but to get... Well, there's
this
a lot
more
of
than
needles,
one action,
man.
Then.
A screwdriver has a needle. A ballpoint pen has a needle. You're telling me a melon farmer with a ballpoint pen can't stab through your glasses?
That's a pen.
Your
that's
eye.
Not a needle.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's not a needle. We're
it's
talking
a
about
needle
like a
point,
needle.
Man. What about
no,
it?
We're talking a sewing
what
needle.
What about an exacto knife? No. What about
it's
an
a needle?
Knife?
That's a knife, motherfucker. That ain't no needle.
That's a spoon.
Bitch, needle and sharp object are not the same thing. Do we have to revisit the head kind of concept?
Has a needle on a point.
right, let's revisit Hedge. If you think that a sharp object and a needle are the same thing.
No, man. Y'all trying to play me with semantics, man. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, we thought you meant a needle.
I thought you meant an actual needle. Oh, yeah, that's how the phrase goes.
So an X-Acto knife doesn't have a needle on the end of it? It's a sharp point.
Yeah,
that's not a needle, though.
Sharp, but it's not a needle.
Okay, so what about a needle where you're getting a flu vaccine? That, too, is a needle.
That's a needle.
Because yes, it's a needle.
Yes. And with that needle, you could break through a pair of glasses and get to an eye.
Seeing somebody.
No, you couldn't do that with a syringe.
In my eye? Am I in restraints? What are we talking here?
I'm pretty blind. My glasses are thick.
I have a safe word, sir.
What is this it? Salt water?
It's this shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-S.
It's safe word, salt water.
No, it's actually apples, but that's not the point. I butt chug salt water all the time.
Oklahoma. That's your safe word.
Maybe I should say Omaha, and I'll just be a big Peyton Manning fan.
Pop.
Oklahoma just makes it sound like I like musicals.
All right, so let me to wrap this topic up, man. Let's, because I don't even know where the hell we went with this. Again, I blame pro wrestling.
I do too.
Gun to your head. You're on a desert island.
Oh, Yasmin Bleak.
Can it get any worse? I'm asking myself.
Yasmin Bleak. What is this? 1997.
Yasmin Bleak.
I don't know.
Hmm.
It's supposed to be somewhat negative. At least I can imagine what she looked like back in 1997. It's pseudo punishment.
But you. You got to have one of these songs with you on this desert island. Which one do you pick?
Enzo, I can scream consensual penis for hours.
Here's a better question. Instead of playing Panama, like, consecutively.
Panama!
Yeah, in an actual real-life military action, which one would you play have played to get them to, you know, submit?
Oh.
Which one's worse? Which one would you die if you had to listen to for the rest of your life?
That's rough.
Yeah, this is a funny question.
That's rough.
Because it was easy for you to choose the one that you like more, but now if you have to listen to it for the rest of your life, is Enzo that annoying?
Yes, because that's my thought process right now, is Enzo's song is technically better, but it would also drive me crazy faster. So I think if I'm torturing people, Enzo wins on torture, and he wins on it being a slightly better song. Because it's just annoying, and it's awkward, and consensual penis.
See, I go the opposite because I feel like, technically speaking, Leo Rush's song was better. But if I had to listen to one, I would much rather listen to Enzo's song because his flow was better. Plus, the line consensual penis, that's gold. And you can't teach that.
So if you were torturing somebody, which one would you pick?
I would pick Leo Rush's song. And only play Leo Rush's verse.
Okay, you win. That's a good point.
Yeah. Because the other guy was decent. Not saying he's great or good, but he was decent.
He was okay.
Yeah.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Your consensual penis.
Always use your consensual penis, please, and thank you. That's going to take care of a lot of shit that we're dealing with right now. Always use your consensual penis.
With attitude.
No attitude. Because attitude connotates unconsensual.
You got to get consent for that, too. That's a whole separate form. Okay, now that we've signed the consensuality form for my penis, would you also like to sign on for the Attitude Edition?
Oh my god.
It just so happens that my lawyer from Attitude Progression, Davis, wrote this one up.
Oh my god. It sounds like terms and agreement or whatever fuck it is for like an EA Sports game. Would you like the downloadable content of an Attitude? If so,
So check here.
Penis
so,
may or may not look more angry after invoking attitude option.
Okay, so you signed up for 5 consensual ass slaps. Okay, 3 hair pulls.
and a lie choking.
And Dick slap in the shower. That's what we're going with. We're bringing that one back. But it's all consensual because I filled it out in triplicate. It's okay.
Horn is War is brought to you by thechairshot.com.
Yes. Always sign off right there. Okay, I'm going to need your initials. Yes. Initial here, initial there, and then your signature, and then also date this document as well. And we're going to have the Notary Public in the hotel room with us as well to make sure that it's...
Also, please provide a birth certificate and your social security card to make sure you're 18, and you can actually consent to this, because if we need a legal guardian, that's just going to get weird.
Forms
of ID, yes.
In more than 20 episodes, I have never done this, but...
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Next topic! Nia Jax. Going from face to heel, off the heels of being in a anti-bullying program. Doesn't really look that great, does it?
It depends on how you want to actually look at the situation. Like, we've seen this before. We've seen Big Show cry. And in the same episode, then he becomes a heel. Then he's a face. Then he's a heel. Then he's a face. He's my mother, my sister, my brother, my father. You know, like, it's ridiculous. Like, we've seen inconsistent booking with bigger characters all the time. And is it fun? No. Could it be perceived as she wasn't really being a heel and she was trying to just make a point, perhaps, but I don't know. It's dumb on the simple fact that people were actually starting to like her as a sympathetic babyface where she was getting picked on, and now she's just trying to dog Ronda to try to build heat for a match that I don't really think anybody cares about, and Nia Jax could powerbomb Ronda's grandmother, and I don't think anybody would care.
Well, yeah, I can't argue that. Nia, hey, I mean, what do you want me to do, man? It's a slow week. Nia is...
No shit, we did a half an hour on Enzo's song.
Without even playing it. I feel like we should have played it.
Here's how much you know it's a slow week. I've been talking a lot, and you guys don't even care.
We don't mind when you talk.
Yeah, he's got a point.
See?
Well, I do.
Cut off. We don't mind when you talk.
Good cop, bad cop. I get it. Just keep going.
I do. But, you know, Nia is weird. And, the reason I say that is because everything about her says babyface. Except for her appearance.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's hard to get, well... I'm just talking here not even theoretically, but just traditional wrestling booking. Typically, the babyface gets their ass kicked throughout the duration of the match, and then they make the huge comeback, and then they ultimately triumph. Well, it's hard to get that kind of sympathy on Nia because she's bigger than all the other women on the roster, so how can you play that? And you can't really play her as a monster heel because, I mean, her personality... Her looks, I mean, she's a beautiful woman. She just is what it is. I call her Big Fine. She's absolutely gorgeous. Her looks, her personality, everything screams babyface, except for how she actually, her build. So, I don't know what they're doing here. And WWE has been doing this for years at this point in time, man. They do this weird shades of gray booking. It's hard to fault them on this because they just got $1 billion from Fox. But, you know, typically that's just not how wrestling works. You got a good person and you got a bad person, and that's how this works. So, ultimately, balls doesn't really matter because I think we all agree that that Ronda's going to get the title here. So, ultimately, I don't really feel it matters one way or the other.
Honestly, the only thing that kind of matters to me is that... Nia Jax Natalya match next week, because if that ends in a funky kind of way, then that would give credence to the speculation that people had about maybe Natalya possibly accidentally or on purpose costs Ronda the match, and then it could be a way to protect both of them and put Ronda in a feud against a safer, more experienced, one of the better workers on the roster. So it would make everybody just look better. So maybe there's that. But in general, if it's going the way we think it's going, I agree with you completely. It's uninteresting. It's not going to be surprising. And Ronda's probably going to win this, because the other thing that Nia has working against her is the fact that she really can't talk on the mic. She is kind of a charisma vacuum. I agree, she's an attractive girl. She's, you know, big, and that's what makes people think that, oh, she's imposing, she's a heel. But I don't care when she speaks. It's just, like, she doesn't put any emotion in it. Like, vapid doesn't even begin to describe how I feel about her when she picks up a microphone.
I can't argue with that. I just like her personality, so I'm here for what she says. But, you know, it's not like she says anything profound or she even says it very well. So I can't argue with that. As far as the Natalya interruption, I could see that. But do they really want to drag this out? I feel like Ronda Rousey is the person on the roster that has the most mainstream credibility at this point. So why not put the title on her, and then maybe somewhere down the line you have Natalya turn on her? Because, I mean, we've still got, what, 2.5 months until SummerSlam. So maybe Natalya's going out there, and she's like, oh, yay, that's my bestie. It's Ronda. It's all good. And then she turns on her, puts her in the sharpshooter, and that's what sets us up for SummerSlam.
Maybe, but I think it's always, personally, I've always enjoyed it more when the babyface is the one chasing, because it's easier to build a story, to build sympathy for the babyface chasing the title, and they're obviously not going to turn Ronda heel anytime soon, because they're having her being the smiley, grateful babyface, and she still gets a gigantic pop every time she shows up, so you can't turn that heel. And why would you give away the payoff on Money in the Bank? I know it's arguably their number 5 pay-per-view, but why wouldn't you put it on SummerSlam or, you know, one of the assumed big 4? Because that would be even bigger media attention, more eyes on the product. Why give it away so early?
Well, you like the babyface chasing because, much like myself, you're a WCW/NWA fan, and theoretically, or typically, WCW, NWA, they have the heel champion with the babyface chasing. But that's not how, yeah, but that's not how WWE operates. This is a babyface-led territory. So they prefer the strong Superman or Superwoman babyface overcoming the odds. That's just how this works. So that's why I feel like they're going to go ahead and put the title on Ronda, because she's their biggest name mainstream-wise that they have right now. And they'll roll with it and try to figure it out from there.
Are they really, though? Because Brock isn't really a face, and he's held the belt for over a year. Alexa held the belt, the women's belt, between the two brands for, I think, roughly almost a year, close to a year, whatever that was. Carmella's got the belt right now. It took Charlotte a long time to even get there, and I think Natalya had a run at it at some point, and they've placed a lot of heels in power lately. Hell, Austin had to turn heel with McMahon just to get the belt back from Rock, who Rock was always just attitude and aggressive, so people liked him regardless of face or heel, because he was always kind of the same character. But they haven't been really face-heavy lately. Like, the only face champion that is, like, 100% babyface currently is Jeff Hardy, because Seth is still the smarty kind of... Cena hasn't had the... Well, he had the belt, what, last year real quick? And then he dropped it in 10 seconds? But, I mean, currently. Like,
We're saying two different things, though. You're talking about champions. I'm talking about faces of the company.
True, but the way that you know the current fan digests everything is kind of within a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately type thing. And very recent, or there's a recency bias in their way of... you know, digesting everything. So there's a lot of heels. And then, what, Reigns, everybody wants him to turn heel. That's always the IWC's major answer for everybody who's not over, turn them heel. So it's rough. It's really rough to kind of, like, I get what you're saying on a legacy wise, yes, WWE does technically like the faces to hold the championship and all that stuff. You're right there. But recently it's been a lot of the WCW kind of thing. And if they continued that and actually tried to build Nia as a monster heel, what's the bad thing there, really?
No bad thing, but do you really think that's what they're doing, or is Nia going to be a mountain? No pun intended, for Ronda to climb.
Yes, on both, because she'll have to get past her eventually anyway. She doesn't have to be the champion that she dethrones, though. And it's I don't know, it's ridiculous to kind of put Ronda to have her win the championship so early. So I think there's going to be shenanigans there, because you have to give Jax some kind of consistency with her booking, and you have to give Ronda more time to look credible, because even if people like her...
cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
And that's kind of what this is. Yes, it's shenanigans, but it would be cruel and tragic for Ronda to win so quickly. That's kind of where I'm going at with it. Wait till SummerSlam.
Hey, man, it's the biggest name you got on the roster. You might as well go ahead and give her the belt, strap the rocket to her, and let's see what happens. If you're trying to make some bread. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
I mean, their bread is buttered. They've got, what, $2 billion in contract. That's some good bread.
Did you just say their bread was buttered?
I did.
I should have left that window open.
You did. I flew right through.
You did. You certainly did.
Next question, I guess. Let's go.
It's your boy, Kenny Killer.
God damn it, Kenny. Get it together.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore. Everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
A united front under siege.
Oh, hell, the match has not started.
The Bullet Club rivalry escalates when Cody takes on Kota Ibushi.
Look out here.
Oh, then Kenny Omega faces Hangman Page at Wrestling Dontaku.
Downtown, outside.
Jim Ross and Josh Barnett have the call.
Oh, wow.
All new. New Japan Pro Wrestling, Friday on Access TV.
Coming at you from Baltimore, best in the world, Ring of Honor Championship, being defended by Dalton Castle. It is a triple threat match now. Lots of things have led to this. Marty Scurll and Cody Rhodes both vying for that very championship. Gentlemen, what are your thoughts on what could be an epic triple threat match?
As far as this triple threat, I'm actually going to defer to my partner in crime here. Balls, what are your thoughts on this situation?
Okay, well, for context, I don't always keep up with ROH completely, but I'm pretty sure I got the gist of the story, and that is Dalton Castle was supposed to have a match with Marty Scurll for the championship during the World of the Worlds tour, and Dalton had back issues that flared up, so he couldn't do that match. Cody, after being dethroned December of last year, has kind of held on to his rematch clause and trying to pick the best time to use it. And he chose best in the world. And because Marty didn't get his match, they decided to make it a triple threat. There's also been a little extra dissension with Marty and Cody, because they had a six-man match where after the match, Marty accidentally hit Cody with the umbrella. So that's a lot of
moving. Oh, no, not the umbrella.
Oh, yes, the umbrella. He just totally whacked him and said, pip, pip, cheerio. And it's just, I don't know. Like, there's so many moving pieces. It could fall into the Bullet Club is fine thing. Then we have, for All In, Nick Aldis made this stipulation that if Cody wins the belt before All In, it's going to be title versus title for the NWA Championship and the ROH Championship. And Nick Aldis was at the last pay-per-view that ROH hosted in Vegas, I think it was, and they made it known that him and Marty are friends. So this is really setting up to be, if Marty doesn't cost him the match here at Best in the World, he may do something at All In to cost him a match or to side with Nick Aldis or... You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those wrestling, lots of moving pieces. You don't really know exactly how it'll play out, but it should be entertaining. Like, they're all three great workers. Cody's an amazing character right now. He's probably my favorite character in wrestling. My heel, face, doesn't matter. Like, I love me some Cody Rhodes, and it should be a good match.
You know, and that's why I wanted you to kind of give context to this whole situation, because I don't know how this is going to affect All In. I feel like if we're booking a wrestling show, Cody taking the title at All In makes the most sense. But maybe you want to go into I guess it doesn't matter at this point because they've already sold out. So it doesn't matter what you do at this point. So, yeah, I feel like that's going to be the culmination, and somehow way Cody's going to end up coming out with the title at All In. So as far as this triple threat goes, I see kind of a dusty finish, if you will.
Hey!
See what I did there?
I see you.
Yeah, baby. Yes, baby. I'm funky like a brass monkey, baby.
Oh, yes.
Right on.
Okay. I definitely get where you're going with it, and it could be, because Aldis said the stipulation would be if Cody had the title, make it title for title. So that's obviously not saying Cody's going to win it. It doesn't give shit away. It doesn't say that he has to have the title for the match to happen. But yeah, I don't really know. Like, I like the concept of title versus title, because that obviously adds some extra weight and credence to the match itself. Because whenever you had the, you know, champion versus champion kind of matches, they always feel bigger. You know what I mean?
No, I get that. And I'm kind of leaning to where you go. And I hate to put you over and agree with you, because that kind of defeats the premise of the show. But yeah, I could see title versus title, because that would make that whole event that much bigger. You dig?
No, definitely. And the Marty stuff, that could perpetuate the Bullet Club is fine, or are they fine or not fine, or just divide it further and maybe Cody gets kicked out. I don't know. So it depends on how far they're going with this match, because after wrestling Dontaku, everybody not named Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes had a moment in the ring where they kind of buried the hatchet and all did a too sweet moment, because it was Bullet Club's 5th year anniversary. Because they formed and debuted at Wrestling Dontaku 5 years prior. So it was this nice moment. So does that mean that Bullet Club's going to need a new leader? And they're still looking for a new leader, and they're kicking out Kenny and Cody at different points, possibly? Maybe. All In could possibly add more weight to that one. But what were you going to say?
I was going to say, Kenny's kind of doing his own thing, man. Him and Ibushi, and they've got their own little not love triangle, but they're doing their own thing, man. They're a couple. I don't know how much Kenny factors into the Bullet Club. He's off doing his own thing with his golden lover, and that's cool.
And Kenny still claimed himself to be the leader, though. And that was part of the whole Cody Kenny argument, even during the Golden Lovers, you know, reunion tour, whatever you want to call it. Plus, if Kenny wins the IWGP, and you've got Cody sitting here with the ROH and NWA title at some point, it could just get very, it feels very 80s. You know what I mean? Like, it's two big egos, two fairly popular wrestlers with a lot of gold, a lot of bells and whistles, and it could just be a gigantic blow-off match at either a New Japan show or maybe Jericho's Cruise if they're both booked there. Something like that. Like, I don't know how many of these one-off shows are tying into the Bullet Club story. Because, I mean, Bullet Club is its own brand now, basically, with the way the Jacksons and Kenny and Cody have done being the Elite.
Ow!
Yes. I walked into that one.
Yes.
But either way, so I don't know if it's above, you know, New Japan or ROH. You know what I'm getting at? So I don't know where the overarching storyline goes here.
And a due date.
Transform into a panther and answer the question.
Andrew, are you okay? Are you okay, Andrew? Andrew, are you okay? Say, Andrew, are you okay? Are you okay, Andrew?
Andrew, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Andrew? Andrew, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Andrew?
Andrew, I'm a confident, and I'm blessed, and
I'm a confident.
I'm a confident, and I'm a confident. Are you okay? Anywho.
Done? You good? Yeah, all right?
One more.
Do you need to beat it?
Been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
Ow!
Okay. So clearly,
I almost feel like the Alien Ant Farm version has to follow this up when PC does the editing, because that went on for a while, and that was pretty funny.
Clearly, we're working towards an Omega Cody match here. So where do you see that happening?
I know in a lot of the IWC's wet dreams, that's one, but I don't know. Like, it also depends on how much
that's
who you they speak have. For.
That's what? Don't you? Aren't you? Is that who you speak for? Aren't you the voice of the virgins?
The voice of the virgins. VOV. I could be VOV. I can. That sounds like that should be a t-shirt right there. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sort of. I try to educate them and direct them where they don't quite sound like the Oreo stuffing Enzo virgins that, you know, he portrayed so lovingly. But
you're gonna be the voice of the virgins. You definitely better make sure that penis is consensual. you just walk around with a form hanging around your neck. Please do not touch my penis unless you sign here for consensualness.
Just walk around in a suit. Sign.
He picked top dollar for it. Damn it!
Oh, Jesus Christ! Okay, all right. Nice way to bring that one back, PC. Thank you. I appreciated that one, but. Still, I it's gonna happen. It's probably gonna happen on a New Japan stage because they've got a lot of time to fill after Dominion. If Cody wins the IWGP, it could be a bigger thing if it's like NWA versus IWGP because there's a lot of history with both of those titles, so they could hype that up a lot. But I don't know. I don't know where, I don't know when, but it's obviously gonna happen one more time. And it's probably still going to be a damn good match. I still contend that. But then again, I'm a little biased towards Cody.
Fellas, always use your head and make sure it's consensual. And not only does that mean making sure it's consensual, that also means making sure you guys go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your official chair shot t-shirts. Please and thank you. Celebrate and join the movement. Anywho, next question.
Major League Wrestling returns to Orlando, Florida on June 7th. The MLW World Tag Team Championships will be decided. See all your MLW favorites, including World Heavyweight Champion Shane Swerve Strickland, Filthy Tom Lawler, Pentagon Jr., MVP, Rey Fénix, Joey Janela, and Sammy Callahan. Experience Major League Wrestling Fusion live in a national television taping for BN Sports. Tickets available now at MLWtickets.com.
Next topic, Io Shirai, the perfect mix between Kairi Sane and Asuka.
God bless you. God bless you.
Io Shirai, the perfect mix between Kairi Sane and Asuka. Duffman.
That sounds.
Oh yeah.
That's
you said that like Quagmire like, from Family Guy.
Giggity 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 goo.
Io Shirai. Giggity 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 goo.
You said hey, Lois, you didn't when I fired it. Io
Shirai. All right. You said Iroh Shirai, right? That
I said
sounds
we got
like
a really,
next,
really big
like,
shoe.
Really big shoe. Really big shoe. That pops me every time. But that sounds like the next indignation of bird flu. Like a bird flu or Ebola
H1N1?
Or something like that. Oh, man. I got to go to the doctor, man. I got that goddamn Iroh Shirai.
Why is Gomer Pyle always the one getting sick?
my
Andy. Oh, Andy, I might have a flu.
My eyebrow Shirai acting up, man. I ain't even gonna be able to go to the club with you, man. Ain't even gonna work, man.
Oh, Gomer, maybe you should go get that checked out. That's what Andy said.
Did you wear a condom? No, man. Well, that's probably how you got Iroh Shirai, man. You and your unconsensual penis.
As long as you don't get Iroh in your Shirai.
Hell.
Oh, Ife. Well,
Iroh Shirai.
Chair Shot Network.
Well, this is Potty's War Consensual Penis, everybody, and Io Shirai.
Ladies, keep the eye roll out for Shirai, okay? Ladies,
oh, my God. Oh, my you. God.
Io what Shirai.
make sure it doesn't poke you in your Shirai.
Hey, man, we're promoting safe sex.
Your Shirai-o?
We're promoting consensual safe sex here on Pod is War, man. We're goddamn humanitarians.
I mean, we are, but so was Enzo, and that still didn't make that song any good. So let's hope the Enzo song isn't what we're aiming for the show level.
Say hello to my little friend.
Consensual penis, and you can teach that.
Damn right, that should be in all of the sex ed, like, blah, 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 things in school. Fucking lessons, yes, bah. Anyway.
So does rule.
Yeah, they do.
Ah, fine. So, if you read chairshot.com and you get all your news, reviews, and articles and opinions there, you saw we had about 2 news pieces and we also had a nice opinion piece on Stardom and Io Shirai in general, and she is a wonderful wrestler.
Yes, and symptoms include ready nose, fever, problems urinating.
Oh God, you might get Kagetsu, Mayo Iwatani. Like, yeah, I get it. Thank you. You make fun of Japanese.
Delete.
I'm done, man. Go ahead, please. Keep talking.
I don't think it's out of your system yet.
I'm going to mute myself and say funny things off air, so please keep talking.
Well, I'm going to need you to respond, because where I was going with this is Io is a wonderful balance of Asuka and Kairi. Kairi is like the tiny, cute little finesse like spark plug, and Asuka's the aggressive buzzsaw that'll just beat the shit out of you, consensually or not. But Io is, okay, since I know you love Liger, think of her like a female Liger, where she's athletic, she's, you know, a great striker, she's adept at everything she does. Like, this woman is, I'm gonna say it, and it's maybe a little bit of bias, but I've seen her do so many amazing things. This woman is, like, the perfect wrestler. Like, she is amazing. If she's allowed to wrestle her style and do her thing through NXT and WWE, she will be heads and shoulders above everybody. Like, you can name them, she'll beat the shit out of them if she was able to do her thing. And she'll make them look bad. So, where do you see this falling? Because every time they introduce a, you know, female Japanese wrestler, they push her to the moon. Like, Kairi won the Mae Young Classic. Granted, yeah, she had a little bit of a speed bump with Shayna Baszler and now this Lacey Evans thing, but there's still no doubting that Kairi is awesome and she's probably going to be in the line for the NXT title. Asuka had a 2.5-year undefeated streak. Do you think that it's going to be kind of rinse and repeat on Japanese girl means push, 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 and people are going to get sick of it? How do you think it's going to get received or packaged?
Well, here's the thing when it comes to the E. Yes, Asuka did have that 2.5-year undefeated streak, but they recently ended it. Yes, Kairi Sane won the WWE Mae Young, or it's not even the Mae Young class. What did they call it? The women's tournament, whatever the fuck
no,
they called it. Y'all
thinking,
know what I'm talking
you're thinking
about.
Fabulous Moolah Battle really Royal. Listen. You're thinking Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal. It's still the Mae Young Classic.
Okay, so yeah, she did win the Mae Young Classic. But this is my thing. When it comes to WWE, I don't trust them to book anybody with pigment in their skin. You know, it doesn't matter where they come from or any of that. I just don't trust them with it. Because, I mean, they just beat, you know, they just destroyed Asuka's undefeated streak at WrestleMania, which I don't really understand why they did that, especially considering that they've done nothing with Charlotte since she beat Asuka. So, yeah, I just don't trust them to book anybody with pigment. It doesn't matter what country they're from or any of that. I just don't trust it, man. Like, there's a reason it's called white meat baby face. Like, that term didn't just come from out the blue. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you that one. You like to go to that, but I get it.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, I like to go to it because it's true.
True.
Fair.
True.
So, even
true,
though...
True. 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 Which?
Okay.
True. Which?
Okay.
True.
Okay.
Which?
Okay. So, even though it can be argued that they're using Asuka's undefeated streak as a way to propel Carmella and even the Iconics by having them use some roundabout logic of, well, since Charlotte beat Asuka and I beat Charlotte twice, or, you know, in the case of the Iconics, well, since Charlotte beat Asuka, but we beat the crap out of Charlotte to allow Carmella to win, they're using Asuka kind of as a way to validate their title reign. So it's not like it's done nothing. They're still trying to portray Asuka as something important, and almost like she's even more important than the title, because they're trying to make it seem like the fact that Asuka lost to Charlotte and now Carmella beat Charlotte, that somehow validates the title because Asuka was involved in it. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but that's like saying I banged a chick that banged Eric Benet, who also banged Holly Berry. So by extension, I also banged Holly Berry. No.
6 degrees of Holly Berry?
Oh, he should play that totally. Okay.
Now's the time for the Gomer Pyle boys.
Stop it! Stop it! No, no more! No, no.
Where's the flute?
Don't bring it up.
Do you request?
Yeah, well, you can do any like James Bond in honor of Holly Berry being a Bond girl.
Oh my God! No, Duke.
I don't think I could James Bond. Let's see. Yeah, I screwed it up. I had it for a second, but I lost it.
Jesus
but no, I just don't trust them booking anybody with pigment, because at the end of the day, you got a 70-something-year-old white dude trying to write for people of color, and that typically, historically, doesn't necessarily work out the best.
All right, do you think she's going to follow that same formula where it's going to be impressive Asian girl is going to get pushed really hard, and then people are just going to start assuming, all right, every time they sign somebody Japanese, suddenly they're going to win something or be thrust into the main event scene or whatever. Do you think that formula is going to continue, or they're going to develop her as a real person?
Well, they're definitely not going to develop her as a real person. Like, those are my two options. No, like, they're not. She's going to be an Asian buzzsaw, similar to Shinsuke, similar to Asuka. And eventually, when she gets to the main roster, they're not going to know what to do with her, and she's just going to become another person. Similar to Shinsuke, similar to Asuka.
Okay, yeah. So she is going to follow the Japanese formula, is what you're saying. Where they're going to get pushed really hard and then flounder in the main roster.
For better or worse, yes. Yeah.
We've got a lot of faith in them, don't we?
You might. You were being ironic. I beg your pardon. You were being sarcastic.
I mean, I'm supposed to be the one that hates the WWE, and you just kind of took the piss out of the whole thing right there.
Well, I love the WWE, man. I have some certain issues with them, man, but they're the biggest game in town. And there's a reason why them and Dave Meltzer have been the only Mellon Farmers that have consistently made money in this thing called pro wrestling for the last 30 years. Like, you know, you can't fault them for that. That being said, I am still very critical on how they book people of color. Like, that's just what it is. I think there's a commercial coming. We'll get back to question five right after a word from our sponsors.
Let's all go to the taco truck.
Boop, 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 boop. Let's go out to the kitchen.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go out to the kitchen.
Let's go out to the kitchen.
Always use it.
Listen up, pro wrestling fans. What do you get when you get the architect, the commissioner, and Mr. Velvet Pipes himself together? Oh, that's right. It's Chair Shot Radio. Make sure you check it out every Friday. TheChairShot.com. We don't want to get it wrong now, slap nuts.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. Whoa!
For the longest time. Whoa! I've been waiting for the longest time. I don't even know the next line. Ah, he doesn't know the song. He keeps on going on. But we've been waiting for the longest time.
Whoa, for the longest.
Now it's Chris Platt's line.
If you say goodbye to me tonight.
Oh, jeez. We'll see what we get out of that.
I hope our music left you right. I'm glad I found you. Pot of War is so awesome.
Yeah, you fucking time. Making us rhyme awesome. Fuck you. I already did my Oompa Loompa thing. Hit the music. Last topic this evening on Pod is War. The Hall of Famer Booker T himself made a few comments about CM Punk, stating that he would not be surprised to see him at All In, especially after a loss coming up at his UFC battle. Gentlemen, I do believe that the lawsuit has made its way to court finally. Let's say that all gets cleared up. CM Punk makes some type of non-wrestling appearance at All In, as in he maybe shows up at the show and doesn't wrestle. What are the odds, and when do we see him, if ever, back in the WWE?
Whoa, no shit, Booker T. I think we have some breaking news coming in. This just in, folks. The sky is blue and water is wet. I think we can all agree here that once the news came out that CM Punk was going to be in the vicinity of All In, hugging fat girls and kissing babies or whatever he's going to be doing, I think
you
that was a fair assumption to make.
Kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
I literally had that totally opposite, huh?
It's better your way. I get it backwards.
Kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
What'd I say, hugging fat girls and kissing babies?
You keep on kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
I like hugging babies and kissing fat girls because it's just funnier.
You keep on
I do as well.
Kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
All right, so we're doing our own version of it. Shut up. We're done.
Yeah, we're done. You don't have to play that again, man. We're hugging fat girls and kissing babies. God damn it. I don't think that's what he's doing, too. I don't think it took Nostradamus to see where this was headed. Once we find out that he was going to be in the vicinity for that weekend, of course he's going to make an appearance. I'm under the assumption that he's going to lose his next fight. And, I mean, how long is he going to be able to stay away from wrestling at this point? I know he's got his issues with the WWE and, you know, where they're dealing with the lawsuit, which is probably going to come to an end sooner rather than later. And let's just keep it a buck, man. If Warrior can come back, anybody can come back. Now, I can see CM Punk being that guy saying that, oh, yeah, he's going to be the one that stays away. But again, it's wrestling. Everybody always comes back. Hell, Bruno came back. So everybody's going to eventually come back. That's how I look at it.
No, that's a good point. And I'm pretty sure one of our first couple episodes when we first started even talking about All In, before we even knew CM Punk was there, we both agreed he'd probably make an appearance. Because it's CM Punk. This is all to stick it to McMahon. Why would it not?
And don't forget his Chicago, which is his, you know, that's his hometown, Chicago.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Chicago. So,
that's what I said, Chicago.
Chicago?
Chicago.
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 With the Bears. Chicago. And the Bulls. The Bears and the Bulls.
Chicago.
I mean, I'm a Bulls fan. I know they suck.
What I was
their I'm pizza sorry? Sucks, too. Their pizza
I respect
sucks.
For I'm sorry? The Bulls. I got respect for the Bulls.
I'm sorry?
Oh. Chicago pizza sucks.
Oh no, deep dish is good, I'm dude.
More,
I'm more New York style, man.
Thank you, Chicago. Thank you, Platt.
And the boss man and the boss man has already murdered me on this one as well. But I'm telling you, Giordano's deep dish from Chicago, right down there, ooh, and you go down near Orland Park.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Yeah, you enjoyed that with all that excess.
I did enjoy it. No,
I'm glad.
Perfectly crisp and excellent, and lots of sauce.
And doughy.
Oh. And doughy.
Yes, it's like eating a cake with tomato sauce.
I like a nice thin crust as well.
Cake. Oh! Cake. Oh, wait, wrong cake?
Yeah, a little bit.
Let them eat cake.
I got it wrong again.
Yes.
But no, yeah, like this is, yeah, color by numbers. Like, nothing Booker T said in this sentence is surprising, and it's probably the take that everybody's had for the last 3 months. We all know CM Punk sucks as an MMA fighter, and that they're just putting him up against someone who has an equally bad record, but should technically be a more proficient fighter than somebody who's 40 and been actually trying for 3 years. So, you know what I mean? Like, this, it should be donezo. Like, whenever it is next month, UFC 225, like CM Punk should get dropped or choked out, and then he just goes back to wrestling, or maybe he'll just be living off of AJ Lee's book money, because didn't she come up with like that crazy is my superpower book like a couple months ago? So maybe AJ Lee.
Yeah, and it seems to be doing, pretty well. Plus, you know, the thing that people aren't taking into consideration is, you know, most of us, we spend our money on our vices, regardless of what our vices may be. CM Punk doesn't seem to have a whole lot of vices, so he might have saved his money well, and he might be all right. Like, I could see him being the one that he's all right. He doesn't need to go back to Vince. But let me ask you this, Balls. Over under, we see CM Punk by WrestleMania 2020. Over under.
Personally, I'll take the over. I know if our wonderful chair shot owner or the publisher, whatever he wants to be known by, if he was here, he's still, you know, contending that WrestleMania 35 is going to be, you know, CM Punk and what was the other one? I think Cena is what he's been arguing for. But yeah, I don't see it being that soon. So 2020, I think it's going to be a little after that.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm actually going to hedge on this one and kind of bring it full circle. We talked about hedging earlier, didn't we? I don't
we
know
did.
If that made air. Yeah, I'm going to say 2020. That's when we see Punk back in WWE, 2020. I don't know who he's going to wrestle. I don't know what capacity he's going to be in, but yeah. Because I can see him having that kind of Jericho run where he kind of comes and goes as he pleases, and then if he wants to go fight over in New Japan for a little bit or go fight in the Indies or something like that, he can do that. I kind of see that being his destiny, not necessarily being tied to WWE for a long extended period of time.
Oh, so you don't think it's going to be just a giant jerk-off session for the IWC where it's going to be CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles for the Universal Championship, at WrestleMania 2020.
Yeah, I get buns, man, so I don't really... No.
I've got to bring it up.
I get consistent buns.
We've been over the Voice of the Virgins. I've got to bring it up for them. I got to bring up my people.
That's fair. So that, you know, that's not the threesome or the three way or the triple threat that is my wet dream. My wet dream involves my lady, myself, and Rihanna. That's where I'm at right now, okay?
I mean, Rihanna's a nice addition. I like that one, don't get me wrong. But just to bring it to an example you've brought up before, T'Challa was a shitty leader, as you like to put, for Wakanda. So at least I could be the good leader for the shitty people. I am the inverse of Wakanda. That's why I'm the White Panther, not the Black Panther. Yes! I did it!
Look at that sick.
Well, if we're going on looks alone, you are certainly the inverse of Wakanda, yes. You are, what are you? You are Wallacoochee, Mississippi.
I got nothing. I get what you're saying.
Yes.
You were trying to go for something really white and something kind of odd sounding. I get it. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Whatever.
I'm going for the exact opposite. Yes.
I got it. I got it. Even though I'm not quite that southern, you know, north of the Mason-Dixon line, so... Let's not do Mississippi because that's.
And by the way, I only brought up Rihanna because that is.
That is what?
Well, I only brought up Rihanna because that is the one lady as of right now that I have an approved threesome with my lady with. So Rihanna, if you so happen to stumble across this particular podcast, we're both beautiful
every
people.
Week.
Come holler at us; it'll be worth your while. We'll have a good time.
So it's not really a hall pass; it's more just like a joint session.
It's both, actually. Like, she literally said, well, I can't be mad at you if you bang Rihanna. I'm just saying, I'm not going to be mad at you if you bang Rihanna. Quote, unquote, she's a bad bitch. So, yeah, so, you know. So, I'm pretty sure she would like to get on that fun as well.
Okay, so.
All parties.
Who is Amber's hall pass?
Shit. Me.
Oh, no, it's Tony. He's raising his hand.
Put your goddamn hand down.
He's trying to slide in her DMs and be like, you know, write me down on your whole pass, baby.
Wait, when are you guys going to come visit? You know, you're both invited. Both of you. Like, don't come without Amber.
The 32nd of February, okay? Yeah, that definitely.
If you listen to last week's Chair Shot Radio, Platt's staying on the lawn.
Oh, that's what the fuck that was. I haven't got it. Jesus Christ.
But, I kid.
Not, so
I kid,
that one
I
out.
Kid, I kid, I kid.
What did you say, Platt?
I kid.
I said nothing, man. I said make sure you guys go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your official chair shot t-shirts.
Oh, nice. You don't need a whole pass for that.
No, but you should probably go get one of those t-shirts, man, because I'm looking at your shirt, and again, it looks like a dead rose.
You know, that's just how I dress up for you. I dress down.
Yeah, I got a question.
Your shirt looks like...
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Your shirt looks like when, you know, when you get drunk and they take your kidney and you're sitting in the bathtub with the ice...
Oh, my back is cold on. It's sore. Oh, there's a swing scar. Stitches. Oh,
no. Your shirt looks like what the bathtub looks like. Your shirt looks like
lighter.
What the bathtub looks like after.
You feel a little lighter?
That's the whole point. That way, if somebody tries to steal my kidney, it blends in with the shirt, and I'll never know.
Oh, damn it, boss. We only got shirt. He's still got two
pieces. That's why. They just don't know. It's all kept hush. It's all confusing. It's all part of the plan.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Your shirt looks like a used tampon that's in the trash can.
That's harsh.
Hey, but you said it was used, so that's good. That means it got up in there. Yeah.
As long as it was consensual penis, it's all good.
Consensual tampons, consensual penis.
You heard it, man. Balls, let the good folks know where they can find you, man.
You can find me at the consensual Twitter at IWC. Or I don't know. Email, have fun, consensually. And email me at andrewbelez@thechairshot.com. Mr. Platt, where can the good people find you?
Hey, folks, take advantage of that email, because I'm not going to lie to you. I would really much appreciate a show where we can do some mailbag questions. That just makes it easier on us, man. So for these weeks like this, when there's not a whole lot going on and we're just up here shooting the shit, that would be great. So, yes, holla at Balls at his email. Send him your questions, comments, and concerns, man. And you never know. They might get read on the air. You guys can find me on Twitter at TheRealCPlatt. PC Tunney, would you like to tell them where they can find you if they have a masochistic streak?
No.
Well, for PC Tunney and his highlighter colored shirt, for Andrew Belez and his black cherry Kool-Aid colored shirt,
my name
is Christopher Platt. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. I promise it will be better next week, so tune back in.
No promises, though. Fuck that shit.
I make no promises. I promise to underachieve.
Yes. Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints. Come on, man. Somebody hit Carly.
Consensually.
Venus.
It is.
For the longest time. Whoa. For the longest
time. If you say goodbye to me tonight.